But only in the sense that many of these songs aren't conventional songs designed to be played on radio and bought as singles. They're tracks that may be featured on TV programs or as soundtrack material. They're coming from different sources than an album released by an artist.
Yeah, I guess I wanted to have a theme, and I wanted to show how music has influenced the writing style still to this day. And the things that sort of bubble around your psyche as an adult, I find personally, are the things that really, really shaped it as a child. So so we're going from the, you know, the 70s Sesame Street and Muppet Show to things that were, that I was exposed to as a kid.
Yeah. Well, Littlest Hobo.
Littlest Hobo. The yeah, the troublemaker.
The theme song. Let's hear it, and maybe we can talk about it a little bit more. This is from Terry Bush, Kathy Davies' choice. The theme song there from The Littlest Hobo from Terry Bush, and that was Kathy Davies' choice on songs in the Key of Life this evening. Kathy, we were mentioning there that your song choices are very informed by, I suppose, your childhood and also just everything around you, as opposed to necessarily buying an album, bringing it home, putting it on your tape player or your CD player. Mm. And, you know, when you were growing up, I mean, you were sort of very much in an artistic sensibility, right? I mean, you come from a family of artists. So was music very prevalent in the home?
No, it wasn't at all. So my mum was an artist, and she would be working. She had a caravan outside that she'd be working on her sculpture, and my dad had his studio in the garage basement, and he'd be downstairs. And then when they'd both come out of work, they'd still be inside their head, so they'd be kind of this heavy just environment of thought and not necessarily outward jubilation. So it was not somewhere where background music was an important part, you know, like put on the radio and not think about things, or if something is on, it distracts the ear and it distracts it away from whatever you're trying to figure out in your head. And I still can't stand having radio on. If you're having a conversation, I can't hear what you're saying because my ear is being pulled to something else. But I don't mind. Television was a really nice release, because you're able to, for some reason, if there's a visual, you're able to disappear into your head, and the visual complements the noise going fading into the background. There's something very different about that combination of sound and vision. So that's how some of these music bits that I've chosen are from, you know, TV mostly. That's how I was informed musically, really, not through radio or albums or parents loving music or older siblings.
It kind of does make me wonder, how did you become a musician at all?
Yeah, I don't know, because it was my natural, I guess it was my natural art. It was what made sense, but I listening to music would make me blue as a kid, and it makes me blue as an adult. If there's anything with a slightly minor key, and it doesn't matter if it's the most god-awful band that I can't stand, if they have, you know, a minor chord in there, my mood is just darkened for the day, and I'm not great. So I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why it just affects me too much.
Well, let's hear something from Gilbert and Sullivan, the next batch on your list.
Mm. On a tree by a river, a little tomtit sang willow, tit, willow, tit, willow. Probably shall not exclaim as I die, oh willow, tit willow, tit willow.
Gilbert and Sullivan there, Kathy Davies' choice. Kathy, why pick this one?
That's a song that my granny used to sing to me growing up, Titwillow, and we'd sing the parts together. It's a nice long song, but it's a harrowing tale. It's a disturbing tale of this little bird that's in love and that's been in unrequited love is the main theme, but in the end he commits suicide. And it would be terrifying building up towards the end, knowing that this little bird is going to throw himself into the billowing waves, and it's coming and it's coming, and the grandmother doesn't stop, and she relishes the darkness in the tale and delights in you squirming with horror. And then I remember the Bald Eagle did it in the Muppet Show, and we had a Muppet Show album. You remember they released them. We had a record player, and we had I think it was Simon and Garfunkel album and two Muppet Show albums. That was the extent of our musical collection in the Davy household. So me and my sister knew inside out those Muppet albums, and we acted out all the parts, and the Bald Eagle would come along and just in his deadpan sing Titwillow, Titwillow, deadpan sense of humour, which was just brilliant.
Yeah.
So I love Titwillow, and I sing it now, and I still get quite upset when I sing it. So it's like a little weird, bittersweet, slight punishment, slight enjoyment of a memory while I'm singing it. It's very affecting.
Well, let's move on to another sort of very, I suppose, atmospheric choice for a lot of people listening who would have heard this back in the day, The Bare Necessities from Phil Harris.
And what a voice. I mean, as soon as you hear that beautiful, deep voice, you're just transported back. Bare Necessities, it's joyous, isn't it? It's full of just glee and naughtiness and mischief making. And this kind of ragamuffin bear who's up to no good, but the biggest heart ever. And I think he's been in my head recently because we have these pigs living with us, and they really remind me of Baloo, because when they have itchy skin, and you know when he's scratching up against the pineapple tree and stuff, and he's doing all this with his shoulders, and his face lights up, the perfect scratch, and the pigs are exactly the same. They bounce themselves up and down against their pigsty or fences, and I just always think of The Bare Necessities. But The Jungle Book is probably one of the biggest informers of my musical past. There's lots of songs in The Jungle Book that for a lot of people I'd say has kind of shaped their whole the smorgasbord of moods that can affect adults, you know.
Absolutely.
And you learning them as a child through The Jungle Book, which is fine.
Well, that's brilliant. Let's have a little listen to it. This is The Bare Necessities from Phil Harris.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities or Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you.
The Bare Necessities from Phil Harris, and that is as picked by Kathy Davey on the show this evening. Kathy, I have to smile at the selection as well, because your partner Neil Hannon also picked this track for his particular
really?
Show on Songs in the Key.
Which
of
one?
Life. The Bare Necessities.
Did he?
Yeah.
That is mad. I didn't know. And what did he say about it? I bet he said something way better than I did.
No, I think both of what you had to say was excellent. But it does show that you can, you know, share a kitchen and head around the place singing to the pigs. I mean, I'm not saying that you do that, but...
Oh, yeah, we don't totally sing to the pigs. That's so funny. We'll have fun with that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's an unusual person to crop up twice in the space of 2.5 months.
I bet it is, yeah,
very good.
You
crop up on Neil Hannon's albums and he crops up on yours. And is that kind of something that is very enjoyable for the two of you to be able to, I suppose, share something that is a talent between you and contribute like that?
Yeah, it seems like a very natural thing. You work nicely when obviously we're both of the same mind that our thing is our thing, and we're precious with it, and there would be no denying that what we want is what we want. That's very much so it's nice if I'm singing on his thing. It's absolutely, you know, exactly what he wants, and I wouldn't be trying to influence my own kind of yelps or quirks on it, and I don't think he'd do the same. So yeah, it's lovely. I mean, he's got a free backing singer or drummer, and I've got a free musical or lyrical genius when I'm stuck on a word and I have to go crying in going, rhymes with oranges or whatever.
Well, you do have a song from the Divine Comedy. Neil's band, of course, or his project. I mean, the Divine Comedy is more or less Neil Hannon, but yeah. Would you like to play that now?
Sure, yeah.
And it is Songs of Love. Why pick this one?
Because, well, TV again, when that music started up and Father Ted was this new and wonderful and eye-opening thing when I was a teenager, and it felt like a new era in Ireland, and it was exciting. And he is definitely, I always say, he's got a thread to the universe, because he's got a connection to something magical, melody-wise, you know. He can write these things. If I go to his shows, I would have to leave a number of times when there's particularly sad songs on, because it's not that they're just sad. And it's, again, what I was talking about, that juxtaposition. They're bittersweet and they move something in you that possibly I don't want shifted. I want it to stay rock solid and not give me any trouble. That song is still something from my, and in my head, it's nothing to do with the person I share a house with.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, let's hear it. This is Songs of Love from the Divine Comedy, as picked out this evening by my guest, Cathy Davey, on Songs in the Key of Life. Nice track. Cathy Davies' choice there, of course, Songs of Love from the Divine Comedy on Songs in the Key of Life. And speaking of love, there's been a lot of love coming in for Cathy's choices. I'd like to give a shout out to a few people. Hi to the Tannery guys in Dungarvan, and hi also to Thomas Gilligan, who've been in touch on the Twitter line, my Twitter line, at Nadine O'Regan. Hi also to Nugget Dave, who says that he's been doing a bit of dancing around the kitchen to the Bare Necessities. Is that normal? It's fine. Do what you want. And hi also to the anonymous texter, who says, Littlest Hobo, yes, that would be on my list as well. And hi also to Gillian, who really enjoyed Cathy's gig alongside Mick Flannery and, of course, Matt Cooper as well.